So my name is Christy Morris. Y'all probably know that. I am a daughter of two, a sister of one, a wife of one, a mother of two, an aunt of four, a daughter-in-law of two, a sister-in-law of three, a coworker of a team of 12, and I could keep going, and I know that you could too if you made a list like this in your life. I mean, think about it. A community group member of how many? PTA member of, neighbor of, grandmother of, cousin of, church member of, nonprofit volunteer of, baseball team mom of, I miss that, exercise class member of, I am not. But those numbers really and truly add up. And in those spaces alone, and thinking about the number of people, I have many opportunities to serve and people to impact. Opportunities to sacrifice my time and my talent and my treasure. And so the last couple of weeks, we've discussed how love is our motivation, how our welcome is our invitation, and now we're going to focus on the operation, which is to serve. So you guys have your Gather and Give books. Pull those out, and I want you to turn to page 74. I told you this time is going to look a little different. Page 74 in your Gather and Give book. If you don't have it with you, just look off somebody else's. On page 74, look at that second paragraph. And Beth Davies, I think I gave you a mic. This is where I want you to read. Will you read that second paragraph that starts, which brings us to this point?
Yes. Oh, wow. Okay. Hot mic.
You're right.
Above all, love each other deeply.
Nope.
Nope, not that one.
Page 74, second paragraph.
I'm there.
Which brings us to this point. Am I
wrong? Oh, second paragraph.
Second?
I have trouble counting. Okay. I'm sorry. I was turning on the mic. Which brings us to this point, the call to serve. We're exhorted to live in a way that exemplifies Christ's love and sacrifice for his beloved humanity. Serving faithfully requires us to surrender all that we have to the purposes of the Lord God, manifesting itself in generosity and good deeds shown to all. When Christians offer their hearts, their holy welcomes, and their homes to God in order to share his heart with the world, the wonder of biblical hospitality takes place.
Okay, y'all look back over that paragraph. What words jump out to you? When I first looked at it, words like sacrifice, surrender, generosity, good deeds, all of those jumped out to me, and I felt a lot of pressure. Sacrifice, surrender, generosity, good deeds. But to be honest, I feel like those are the words that jumped out to me when I have forgotten that love is the motivation. And so if I serve others out of the reality of God's love for me and my love for him, then I can look back at that paragraph, and see words and phrases like called, Christ's love, beloved humanity, purposes of the Lord God, and sharing his heart with the world. It does not at all take away the reality that there will be sacrifice and surrender. It just reminds me personally to love out of the space of God's love for me and my love for him. Right? So, if you have your Bibles or your Bible apps, we're moving on, girls. I want you to grab them. And I want you to open up to John chapter 21. John chapter 21, we're going to start in verse 15, actually. We're going to read 15 through 17. Because when I think about service being the operation, I only can do it and be successful if I'm doing it out of response of my love for him and his love for me. And y'all know the difference when you're doing it out of your own self and then if you use love as the motivation. So let me set the scene before we get reading. John 21, verse 15 through 17. So Simon Peter and his disciples have been out fishing, and they haven't caught a thing until Jesus calls out, and he says, hey, cast your nets on the other side of the boat. And so as soon as they do that, their nets are filled with huge amounts of fish. And of course, they knew it was Jesus. So they come back to the shore. He actually invites them to have breakfast with him. And this was the third time that Jesus had shown himself to them since his resurrection. And so here's where we pick up the story in John 21. Verse 15 says this. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. Jesus says, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And so when I read that, I thought, I wonder why Jesus asks Peter about his love for him before giving him the task of caring for his sheep. And honestly, I really don't know. I'm not a Bible teacher. Surprise. I'm just like you, studying God's word and asking him to show me how his word can teach me and show me new insights. But I do wonder if he establishes his love first so that out of that space we can do the work of his kingdom. John 21 helps me clearly see that love has a response. Have you all ever heard read the book Love Does? It's a great book. Bob Goff, great book. Love Does. When I was thinking about sharing this with you guys, John Mayer, great theologian, John Mayer, but I do love his music. He has a song called Love is a Verb, and he keeps filling my mind, and it says, love ain't a thing, love is a verb. And I do think love creates a reaction and a response. Not reaction, a response. Maybe John Mayer's onto something. But I do love that this chapter that we've read, chapter 5, in our Gather and Give book, it really goes through so many different passages of scripture to just let us consider and think on and just kind of study together. And so now I'm going to pitch it to keep your Bibles. You're going to need them. It's on a paper for you. But I'm going to pitch it to the tables. And so you should have a sheet that looks like this. If you are at a table, yeah. Just make sure you're jumping in and you've got people at your table. And I'm gonna pitch it here. This actually is a discovery Bible study method. I don't know if you are familiar with that. It's adapted just for this space. But basically, it's kind of like a spiritual practice called Lectio Divina, which I know that sounds fancy, but really and truly, Lectio Divina just means divine reading in Latin. That's all that means. And so it's actually a practice of listening to scripture, and it really brings you to a place as you're listening through scripture and reading through scripture and really looking at it where you can dialogue with God through scripture. So we are going to do this together. So I've given us a passage, and what's really cool about this is you can take this, even after we're finished, you can apply this to any passage of scripture and just use these methods, and it'll really will give you an opportunity to listen well and for the Lord to speak to you. But the first thing we're going to do, if you look down past the scripture, it says, listen to the passage as it is read aloud. So you guys follow along. I'm going to read this to you. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, He poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Now, when he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." So, second step, we're to retell the story. So what happened? And I want you to just call it out. What happened? What's the first thing that happened?
The disciples were in Jerusalem for the Passover.
Okay. Disciples were in Jerusalem for the Passover. For the Passover. That is correct. What happens next?
They eat together.
Okay. Then what? After they eat, what happens? Simple.
Jesus took off his outer clothing.
Yep. Jesus takes off his outer clothing. Then what does he do? Say it again. Washes the disciples' feet. Okay. Next. What does he ask them? Do you understand what I'm doing? Then what does he tell them to do? Do the same. You did it. You just retold the story. Perfect. Now I'm going to have you at your tables. Keep looking as somebody reads it. Have someone at your table read aloud the passage again and look again and see what it's telling you. So y'all go ahead and do that. I'll bring you back together. So y'all take some time and discuss what this passage says about God, Jesus, and his plan. And leave nothing out. There's many messages in here. There's many things that the word will show you. So y'all just popcorn, talk it out. What do you see about God, Jesus, and his plan? Okay, I hate to interrupt good conversation, and you can continue this conversation for sure in your small groups, but then we're now to the second, or not to the second, to the one, two, three, four, fifth direction in the Discovery Bible Study Method. So now, take a minute, and I want you to read it quietly to yourself and really look for something that you didn't see. Read the passage again to yourself. Okay, so now at your tables, the next one is discuss what this passage says about humans. You guys go ahead and discuss that at your tables. Okay, so our last step in this process is to sit with the Lord quietly. What is He bringing to your mind? Is there anything you are inspired to do, see, or acknowledge in relation to this passage? Talk with the Lord. I'll give you a few minutes just to do that, and feel free to jot down on this paper if He's bringing anything to your mind through His scripture, through the discussions that you've had at your table. He can speak to you and will speak to you individually. So just take a minute. Now when he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Father God, we thank you for our time together. We thank you that your word is alive and active and teaches us and shows us layer upon layer of what you want us to see. We love you, Lord. We praise you for loving us. I am humbled by that. May we be yielded to your spirit as we go throughout our day. Along the way, may we see opportunities and step into spaces to serve and to love well. We give you all the glory. In your son's name we pray. Amen. I've got a couple announcements before I let you go. And you're going to get extra time in your small group, which is always a great thing. First of all, I want to thank you guys so much for giving all these breakfast items that we did last time we were together. I mean, I don't know if you saw the table overflowing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Such a big help. Such a really big help. Samaritan Community Center really appreciates it, and so do we. I think I've got buy-in because you guys are here. So I'm assuming that you guys love to get together with Women's Studies. And I'm imagining that you would probably love for your husbands if that opened the window up to his schedule for them to do the same. So I just want to tell you, you know, a little encouragement. Men's ministry is actually starting up in Springdale. This is the first morning that they're doing it, but they can jump in at any time. In Springdale, the guys meet over at the Annex, which is behind Red Kite Coffee. They meet from 6:30 to 7:30 in the morning before their day gets going. Tomorrow, Wednesday mornings, will be the first morning that they start men's ministry here, and they meet at the Lodge, I believe. Yeah, they're at the Lodge from 6:30 to 7:30, and that starts this Wednesday. So, you know, just throwing it out there. If you want to encourage your husband to do that, I think that would be an amazing opportunity. I hear that a lot of people are involved, and it's so awesome. So, great. Here's a serve opportunity. This may be for you. This may be for somebody else you know, whatever, but I'm going to let you know this. So at our last team meeting, I guess yesterday, Morgan Ward came in and Kathy Cummings came in, and they are over special needs ministry here at our church. What they're doing is amazing. They came in and said, man, we are losing 6 different volunteers and we need some more. So let me tell you what they do. They meet during the 9:00 and the 10:30 service. You get to love on special needs kids, teenagers, adults, all of it. So if you're interested in being kind of a helper for that special needs ministry during the 9:00 or the 10:30, I am sure of it that you will receive more than they receive. So that's one need and ask for special needs ministry. There's also another one. They have, believe it or not, more adult special needs than children. And so they have a special needs adult community group that meets during the 9:00 service. They actually meet at 9:30. Right now, they have 2 male leaders that lead that group. And Morgan even shared, they love great discussion and digging into the word. And so they've got 2 male leaders right now. They need a female leader or maybe a couple. Just something to think about. I think it would be an amazing opportunity. So if you're interested in just volunteering with helping the special needs ministry during the 9 or 10:30 service, or if you're like, you know what? I could help lead that community group. That's an option as well. And they meet during the 9:00 service, but I think they start at 9:30. So, Beth, Sherry, anything I'm missing on that?
I would just say that they will equip you with the adults and kids. Like, they'll give you the insight that you need, because each, as you know, person's situation specific, so you will be equipped. It's, you know, you won't be going in blind.
Great point.
The tools you need.
Yes.
And what's expected and each individual.
Great
it's
point.
Sweet. It's sweet.
And one of us can give you more info on that.
Yes, yes. If you're interested in doing either of those things with special needs ministry, you can let me know, you can let Sherry know, you can let Beth know, and we can get you connected to who can give you information on that. Also, thanks for people who stepped up to bring a grief share meal. Awesome. They're like covered, at least for the semester, like that. Thank you. Really, really appreciate it. All right, you guys get an extra 15 minutes in your group, so enjoy. Have a great one.